Sound familiar? I don't think there's anyone on the planet, pretty much, that doesn't know that theme. The most iconic situation comedy ever that changed the world for situation comedies, helped define all situation comedies moving forward, including, in fact, sitcoms that are on today. Of course, I'm talking about I Love Lucy. And it's interesting that last week on the show, we had Richard Keith on, the author of a book called Prison Clown. This week, we have Richard Keith on. That was his name when he played Little Ricky on I Love Lucy. Two Richard Keiths, 2 weeks in a row. His real name is Richard Thibodeau. Welcome to WGN Radio. Hello? Whoa. Hello? This is very strange. Let me try this again. Hello? Hello, hello? All right. I'm talking to myself. He's just not there. I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this conversation. If we can get him on the telephone and have it work. I don't know why it's not working. You see, he was there, wasn't he? He really was there. It's not our imagination. Interesting. Well, I'm excited about doing this interview because October 15th, that's right around the corner, 70th anniversary of I Love Lucy is now National I Love Lucy Day. And Keith Thibodeau is here somewhere on the phone lines. I'm not quite sure where he is. He said he was driving. So what he's doing right now, by the way, friends, is he's in a ballet theater, apparently, and he's driving from one place to another. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. We dropped off.
Apparently, you certainly did. You just... But I'm glad to hear your voice. So, you know, when I introduced you, I in part said, you're the only surviving cast member from I Love Lucy. Is that a way you hate to be described in some ways?
Well, it's like the last surviving member of World War II or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. How did you get the role in the first place?
You know, I was a professional drummer when I was 3 years old, doing one-night stands across the nation with a guy named Horace Heidt, who had the Swift Premium Hour back in the 50s.
Okay.
So I got on his show because, you know, he saw me at a talent show and signed me up to be, so I toured the United States, Canada, all over the U.S., and then ended up in California where the I Love Lucy show was filmed and the auditions for the I Love Lucy show were happening for the Little Ricky character.
Do you know how many people auditioned against you for that? Why did you get the role?
Well, I got the role because I looked like Desi or Ricky Ricardo, and I played the drums.
Right. And they wanted to use that, right? That of course, Desi Arnaz was a musician playing at the Club Tropicana or whatever that might have been. Later the Club Babaloo, I guess. And they wanted a performer who could play the drums. What was it like to work with those four? William Frawley, who played Fred Mertz. I'll ask you about him first.
They were very professional, of course. You know, everybody knows that, you know, you wouldn't have the number one show in the country unless you had some people that knew what they were doing. And they all knew what they were doing. They all knew the role to play. We all knew we were all a part of a piece of the puzzle that became the show, I Love Lucy. And I just was an addition that came along at the right time and won the part out of 200 little boys. And they stopped auditioning at that point because I walked on the set and Lucy looked at my dad and myself and said, well, he's cute. My dad, and then she said, but what does he do? I mean, does he do anything? And my dad said, well, he happens to play the drums. And she said, oh, come on, you know. And she said, we have a set of drums back here. Our orchestra's drummer set is over here, so let him play the drums. So I played the drums, started playing, and all the technicians and all the the stagehands came around and was watching this little kid play the drums, and then Desi finally came over, started jamming with me on the drums. Sheldon Leonard, if you remember, the famous producer,
yes,
and actor, he came over, and everybody was just kind of transfixed by this little boy playing drums. So Desi laughed as he was jamming with me and stood up and said, "Well, I think we found Little Ricky."
So I had asked you about, and I don't know, maybe you were too young to remember, but do you remember working with the individual cast members?
I do. I remember, meeting, we would all sit around, before the show and first of the week and go over the script for that week for the show. And we would say our lines and we would say how this should be said or this, that should be said. It would either be in Desi Arnaz's office at the studio or on the set. And the writers would all be around. And Lucy and Desi, of course, were amazing to work with. And Fred, or I should say William Frawley and Vivian Vance, of course, were very professional. And, it was just a good relational acting, connection there.
Well, so many people to this day think that Desi Arnaz Jr., Lucy and Desi's real son, played Little Ricky. I want to talk to you about that in your relationship with the family off the set. I also heard your favorite episode is one that involved Superman. We'll find out.
We'll find out if
that's true. Don't give anything away, but don't go away. Please, don't breathe.
I'm trying not to.
Don't do anything. Keith Thibodeau is here, and he better be here when we come back. WGN, it is 1:20, and on the telephone now, celebrating. I don't even know if he knew this was a thing, but it is a thing. October 15th is National I Love Lucy Day. Officially, no one has to work on that day. Is that right, do you think, Keith Thibodeau?
Yeah, I think everybody should just take the whole complete day off, like they did back in the 50s when Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected president of the United States, and more people watched the I Love Lucy show than they watched the inauguration of Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yeah, that was the famous baby episode, I believe, on that day. So Lucy was pregnant in real life, of course, too. No one had done that on TV. She wasn't even allowed to say the word pregnant. And then this was the episode when she said, oh, gosh, what were the words? It's here, it's coming, something like that. It's time. I think that those were the two words. And and everyone responded the way they did, if you remember that episode. That was the same episode as, Dwight D. Eisenhower could not compete with Lucy. And here's a question I have for you. All these years, I believe it was 1989 that she passed away. All these years later, there's about to be a feature film about Lucy and Desi. There are still documentaries that are being made. The reruns, of course, are still seen on TV. Does it surprise you that her popularity is what it continues to be? And if so, why? What was it about Lucy?
People love Lucy. That was the name of the show, and that was the whole thing that propelled the show was the character. I think the character, so many people identify with Lucy, so many housewives, so many people of everyday life who look to Hollywood and with stars in their eyes. And Lucy was always wanted to be on stage. And so people sort of played out their lives through her. And she was such a pro. Everyone on the show was so they were all professional people who it was just a classic show. The writing was classic. The people that were on the show, it was just for the right time, for the right place.
I've read your favorite episode was the Superman episode. Is that true?
I probably was as a kid because, that was one of the things that that as a kid, George Reeves was like, really Superman. Even though I was a little actor boy, I knew that that it was basically he was an actor. But in my kid mind, you know how kids like to imagine. In my kid mind, he was really Superman. And so when I met him on the set, I shook hands with this guy, George, who was like just amazing with kids. You could tell he genuinely liked kids, which was like so cool. And I shook hands with him, and I said, I felt, you know, I was thinking, oh God, he's so powerful. He's really Superman, you know. You know, it's like just in your kid mind. It's just amazing episode that, you know, the person that I really idolized at that point in my life came on the show and we got to work with him.
So it's true that people do think they assume that Desi Arnaz Jr. was little Ricky. I mean, their real son, but at that point in his life, he wasn't an actor, and they propelled the age a little bit faster than it would have happened in real life. I mean, you got older a bit more quickly, perhaps, because it's TV. But did you hang out with the Arnaz family?
I did. I mean, I basically grew up with their children, Lucy Jr. and Desi Jr. And, you know, I think I met them when I was like 4 years old or 5 years old when I first joined the show. Lucy introduced me to them and their Beverly Hills home. And they kind of looked at me like, who is this boy? You know, and then finally, you know, we just began to get to become fast friends and got along. And really, I spent so much time at, you know, with the different homes, Delmar, Palm Springs, their ranch. Desi taught us how to ride horses. He taught us how to fish. We took us to the racetrack. I mean, it was just, you know, Jack Benny lived next door to Lucy, then Jimmy Stewart lived a couple houses down. So it was just, that was the kind of life that they led.
Well, it was quite the life. Tell me about what Lucy was like and what Desi was like off the set. I've never met Desi, but I'm told that he was one who just loved life, even the little things in life. Lucy was a very serious person in actuality, I believe. Tell me if all that is true and give me an example or two.
Yeah, it is true what you're saying. Desi Arnaz Sr. Had a lot of gusto for life. He was Cuban, he was Latin, and so those were the kind of things that Desi and I, we were, I could relate to Desi more than I could with Lucy, because I came from a South Louisiana family of Cajun heritage, more rhythm. You know, we both played percussion and drums, and we both came from that family type of, you know, that big family type of background. And so he was very generous, and he was very, very giving. And, of course, he had an alcohol problem, and you didn't want to be around him when he was drinking. But nevertheless, he was, you know, when he passed away, I actually sort of shed a tear, actually, or two. And but you know, Lucy, on the other hand, she, like you say, she was more serious and no nonsense, and sort of like, you know, she didn't put up with any kind of foolishness on the set. She would tell the tech guys on the set, the stagehands, you know, absolutely no cussing or cursing when Keith is on the set. And it was just that kind of thing. I mean, and she took care of me on the set, as, you know, watched after me and, you know, would give me presents on my birthday, that kind of thing. But she was a tough lady. Let's put it that way.
But with a very warm heart, I believe.
She had a lot of, you know, I enjoyed sitting around at the dinner table with her and others, of course. But she would try to mine questions. You know, she would try to mine answers out of people asking questions around the dinner table. Just, you know, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? You know, those kinds of questions, you know. She had a very curious mind,
yes,
about people. And she really, here's one thing she really did. We used to watch first run movies at her home, they had their own private projection room and screen, and so we'd watch these first run movies. And so she would really, really appreciate humor, and she would, I mean, she would laugh at comedians and, you know, whoever it was that we were watching. But she really did enjoy humor, although she was not a humorous person in real life. She was not a funny lady in real life.
So we have less than a minute. We have less than a minute left, Keith. And I'd love to talk to you again some other time, but we're out of time this time. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm playing with a band called David and the Giants, which is a Christian rock band. We started as a secular rock band, but we still play. We still have albums out on iTunes. We play concerts here and there. I also direct with my wife and I. We founded Ballet Magnificat, which is a Christian ballet company, and based in Jackson, Mississippi. And we travel and tour all over the United States. And that's what we're doing right now. We're in New Hampshire, and we're getting ready to do a performance in a few hours. But make no mistake about it, I'm not a dancer. My wife is a dancer. My daughter's a dancer. And that's kind of what I'm doing now.
Very cool. How can people learn more? Is there a website?
Yeah, you go to balletmagnificat.com. You can also check out David and the Giants on Facebook or Ballet Magnificat, Ballet Magnificat on Facebook, and check out our tour schedule, what we're about, who we are, why we do what we do.
All right. Well, happy anniversary to you.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, I was thinking, I'm 70, I'll be 71, Lord willing, in December, so I'm right there with the anniversary.
Yeah, really? Sorry about that. But it will be National I Love Lucy Day. Thank you very much, Keith.
Thank you.